Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of The Golf Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I am Mike Dedorich. I'm your host here every week 7 to 8 a.m. Looking out the window, it looks like it's going to be another beautiful day, another golf day. It's interesting, I covered the first Tri-State Section PGA event this week at Wildwood, and it was interesting to talk to the players. It was a 32-man field, head professionals, and they played 18 holes, and it was interesting to talk to the guys afterward. To get a feel about what, you know, what's going on locally. How are the people responding to being able to get back and play, get back and socialize again with their friends and their golf group and all that sort of thing. And the numbers that some of the guys told me were not astounding, but they were pretty interesting. Bernie Huff, who's the head pro at Wildwood, said that last weekend they had 192 players, and Sunday they had over 200 players. And that was a similar vein through talking to I don't know, a half a dozen or 10 of the guys. Obviously, golfers have some pent-up energy after being sidelined for as long as they were, and they're getting rid of that energy by getting out and playing. We've been lucky. Basically, the weather's been good. So that's what they, that's what the pros responded, but that's how they looked at it in terms of the amount of play they've been getting. It's pent up golf. And obviously, we are out there contributing to that. And it's nice to have the opportunity to see golf at the local level. And finally, we're going to see golf, real golf, at the professional level starting Thursday this week, this coming week. It's the first event of the resumption of the PGA Tour. It's going to be held at the Colonial in Texas. And, you know, we look forward to the majors every year because they have good fields for the most part. Well, this is going to be a field that's, I would say, is going to be difficult to duplicate this year. There are, it's going to be the strongest field in tournament history. And the top five players, for starters, are going to play. That means Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson are all in the field. That's unusual, to say the least. This will be the first time that the tournament will have the top five players in its field. And there's some other numbers that, you know, make you say, well, this might be very interesting. They have our friend Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson. In all, 16 of the top 20 will be at Colonial. And 17 or 70 of the top 100 will be there. That's pretty good. How this works will be interesting. And we've talked about it on this show, and you've read about it and heard about it, how different it's going to be in terms of how the event is conducted, the screening that will go on and has already gone on for guys wanting to get ready to go, the television broadcasts will be different. There won't be nearly as many cameras. There won't be, the numbers of TV people are going to be way down, just like the number of media, print and digital media, will be down. It's funny, ironic, I guess. When I was coming up through the ranks of the newspaper business, there was a pretty strong rule that if you weren't at an event physically, then you couldn't write about that event and make it sound like you had been there. I mean, and if you violated that, you know, you were looked upon with, not scorn, but, you know, everybody kind of looked at you and said, you know, what are you doing? Well, the world has changed, as we know, in a lot of ways. One of the ways is you don't have to be at an event to write about it. You look at all these websites, sports websites. Take Bleacher Report, for instance. I worked for them for a few years. I covered British Opens. I covered the Masters. I covered a whole lot of things right from the comfort of my living room. That's just the way it's done now. Because it's expensive to send guys and women out to cover these events. So these places that are struggling to make a go of it online, they just say, here, watch the event today and write a story about, you know, Brooks Koepka. And that's the way it's done, and that's the way it will be done starting Thursday in terms of the group of media that will be on hand. I mean, there are some pretty impressive media centers, press tents, whatever you want to call them, at events around the PGA Tour. But until we get down the road on this, I don't know that those things will have been put up and be in use, because they're very much limiting what access there's going to be and who's going to get that access. So it's once again, we're going to see another chapter in professional golf. It's going to be fun to see what they do. I think we got a little bit of an inkling about how they're going to do this when we watched the challenge from Seminole Golf Club. You know, they use drones, and I think there will be some drones in use now on the PGA Tour. But it's going to be different. But as we know, everything is different. And we will adjust. Who knows how long this is going to be in place. But for now, you know, we get to sit back and see how it all works out. You know, they may, and I've not read this yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if the TV, you know, Golf Channel, CBS, NBC, whoever's doing the broadcast, doesn't set up their guys to do that remotely, like the guys who covered the event at Seminole. You know, there were no broadcast people other than a guy on the ground at Seminole. Everybody else was scattered. Mike Tirico was in Michigan, and he was the lead guy. The other guys were in Jacksonville. So we're in a developing area now, and once COVID-19 is behind us, another aspect that's going to be fun to see is how the changes that were made now will be put into use post-COVID-19, if any of it. But I'll bet there will be some innovations as we move forward. Maybe next year could even be the year after that. But a lot of these things that are going to be put into play may be with us for a while. Also, there's news this week about the Memorial Tournament in Columbus, Ohio, and we're going to talk about that in depth in our next segment. They're going to have back-to-back tournaments there, and also on Friday, I guess it was, the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, announced that they were going to allow fans at the memorial. Now, there won't be the big crowds that traditionally have shown up there, but there will be crowds. So that's a step forward. And the crowd issue is something that's playing a big part in whether or not there's going to be a Ryder Cup this year. As we are today, most golf tournaments will not have fans for the time being. Now, the Ryder Cup isn't going to be played till the fall, but right now they're saying no fans. Well, players from both sides have said, if there's no fans, then we don't want to play. Because everybody, you know, anybody who covers it or follows it knows that the fan base on both sides, the U.S. and the European teams, is a very rabid fan base. And they're the ones who create the atmosphere. It's you know, when you just go back and watch some of the old Ryder Cups and watch the fans' reaction. Well, I have been told that that's already been decided and the Ryder Cup is not going to be held. They're going to move it back to next year, which will be interesting because next year is a President's Cup year. So we very well may have a President's Cup and a Ryder Cup. I'm not sure how that will work. Probably won't work. I'm assuming the President's Cup will take a year off as well. I don't know if you noticed this story this week. We were supposed to, I think it was on Wednesday, we were supposed to get some heavy weather here. Some big thunderstorms were coming, and for the most part, at least southern part of our area, didn't get much. But in Philly, they got hammered. Boy, there was damage and some really rough weather. And unfortunately, that weather claimed a victim, a man named Justin Riegel, who was the golf professional at Philmont Country Club. He was in his pro shop when the storm hit and a tree snapped and crashed down on the pro shop and the cart barn. And Justin Regal died as a result of that occurrence. And that's put a sobering tone to the start of the golf season in the eastern part of the state. It's too bad. I mean, you just don't know and you think you're in a safe place, but Justin had been around in the eastern part of the state, was very well respected, and he is too bad. That's the kind of thing that you can do nothing about. It's a guy being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So that's too bad. Oh, and before I forget, I should mention that Gene Walter won that event at Wildwood Country Club this week. So congratulations to Gene. This week, there's another Tri-State PGA event. And then next week, they'll have the Tri-State Open at Williams Country Club in Weirton, West Virginia. And one other note, as we continue to watch the Augusta National Golf Club gobble up real estate around the club, they purchased this week the National Hills Shopping Center, which is just across Washington Road in Augusta from the club. They bought this shopping center for $26 million, making it the club's priciest single real estate purchase to date. They have spent what's the number here? I had it, but I don't know where it is now. They have spent just an astronomical amount of money getting the property around the golf club to be theirs, and they can do with it what they want. Hospitality, parking, all that stuff. It's amazing what you can do if you have money. And Augusta will be the site of the Masters in the fall, in November. And that will be interesting in itself. So we're a long way from November, however, and we have golf to play and golf to watch between now and then. And we have golf to talk about. And we're going to do that after our first break of the day, and that will include a 2020 sports update. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Memorial Tournament and everything that's going to be going on around it. You are listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.